Is it okay if I sit next to you?
Yeah! Because I'm a goofball.
Hi, goofball. I'm Jillian. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Drew. Nice to meet you.
This is Hebrew School at Beth Israel Synagogue, and the one playing guitar is Rabbi Rachel Bernblatt. She's sitting on a kid's chair in the middle of the room, and she's wearing these boots. Knee-high, lace-up, Doc Martin boots.
Would you consider yourself an edgy rabbi?
I might be edgy from time to time. Yeah, you know, some counselors probably left the cabin late at night and went somewhere to smoke cigarettes or do something cool, and I went somewhere to study Torah, which I thought was great. That probably tells you everything you need to know about me. I remember learning at that time that at an ideal bar or bat mitzvah, if the rabbi called in sick, it would be okay because the kid would be able to do everything themselves. And so that was my aspiration, which was a little bit chutzpahdik, a little bit full of myself. Judaism is a very sex-positive tradition, and it's considered a particular mitzvah, a particular commandment, to engage in partnered sex on Shabbat, on the Sabbath. It's a way of bringing more pleasure into the world on a day that's supposed to offer us a foretaste of the world to come.
So sex on the Shabbat is like a taste of heaven or paradise?
That's the idea. This coming Saturday night is the Festival of Purim.
Purim is kind of like Jewish Halloween.
And I will be playing the character of Vashti,
a Jewish heroine who refuses to dance naked before the king.
So I'm going to be playing Vashti wearing a pink pussy hat and a Feminists Are People Too, or I Stand With Planned Parenthood t-shirt. I suspect most of my congregants will love my costume. It's possible that a few might find it a little edgy.
Deep under the covers, we can make it all right.
Rabbi Rachel is also kind of famous. She runs this blog called The Velveteen Rabbi, where she posts her poetry and interpretations on the Torah. Time magazine once called it one of their top 25 sites on the internet, period.
The written word is so central to Jewish tradition that it's a very easy place to be as a poet. Writing about the miscarriage was hard. Writing about my divorce has been hard. Over the last year, I've been going through the process of the ending of an 18-year marriage, which was a wonderful marriage for a long time, and then it needed to be over. Writing about the miscarriage was part of my path to healing. I needed to write those miscarriage poems because that was my way through. That was the tool that I had at my disposal. The same thing was true when I went through postpartum depression after my son was born. There was a part of me that felt like, well, now that I have a kid, I'm supposed to be happy. And instead, I was in a very bleak place. And, you know, my life, my exciting intellectual life of rabbinical school had suddenly gone on pause so that I could be a milk machine for an infant all day and all night. And I was not feeling sassy or cute or sexy or desirable. And so he asked me what I wanted for my birthday. And I said, I want knee-high Doc Martin boots. You choose the color.
These were the boots that I saw the first time I met her. And this kid that she was a milk machine for, that was Drew, her son that I'd met at the synagogue.
What's your favorite thing about the synagogue?
That's Rabbi Rachel asking her son what his favorite part about synagogue is. And he responded,
you.
Thanks, kiddo.